Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue today to look at the teaching of Jesus from chapters 14 and 15 in John's Gospel. There's just so much there to help us at this time. We are living through a great trial, and it's hard. There's no question about it, especially if loved ones have died. You know, it's a great brother from our parish who died from the coronavirus, and his wife nearly did, and his son was very sick, who we know and love. Really great people. It's very, very painful, very sad. And it's important at a time like this, friends, to be able to experience the reality of the emotion that we're going through, to be able to grasp what is it that I'm really feeling right now, because in times like this, there is grief and there is sadness, there's anger, there's frustration, there's fear, there's all kinds of things that can emerge, and it's very understandable. And we don't have to bury them, we don't have to stuff them down. But it's important for us to be able to see them honestly and to be able to communicate with loved ones, to say how it is we're struggling so we can help love each other better, to bear each other's burdens. You know, because if we stuff those things down, it builds in us and it comes out sideways, you know, and we end up maybe harming ourselves or others, or looking for consolations in the wrong places, or feeling totally isolated and overwhelmed. That really can happen at a time like this. That's why taking the deep dive each day to take the promises of God, these very scriptures we're looking at here in the words of Jesus, and just word by word, asking the Holy Spirit to help you understand the meaning of what Jesus is saying to us. My Father and I will come to you. We will make our home in you. We will give you the counselor to help you, to teach you, to lead you, to empower you. And let's talk to Jesus each day about this. Let's do it personally, quiet, and then to be able to listen to the Lord. Scripture says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. He's here. It's real. People say, you know, Christianity or religion's a crutch. Well, yeah, I suppose you could say that at one level, but it's not a fantasy crutch. It's real. And we want to lean on the Lord sometimes when we're weakened and we're strong. We want to live from him all the time and live in him. And he becomes the source of our strength, the source of a new life. It's his gift to us. It's his work of transformation in us. So I want to continue. I'm going to do a little bit more of 14 and jump into John 15. Verse 25 says, Jesus says, these things I've spoken to you while I'm still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Now there's a promise. You can stand on these promises. It's important to say, like, how do I relate to the words of Jesus, the teaching of Jesus, his promises to us? Is you accept them. Well, what does acceptance look like? I step into them. I believe them. I lean on them in such a way as if these promises weren't there, I'd fall flat on my face. I live as if it were true because it is true. It's not just information in my head that I have to sign off on and say, yes, I believe this as a fact. It's a total entrusting of our lives, mind, heart, strength, our whole enterprise to this reality. What do I know about myself? I know that as a child, I'm a child of God. And I'm a child of God because I know the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have come to live in me. I know that he's given me, he's telling me here, a counselor to teach me in times of trouble, in times of struggle. He wants to give me hope. He wants to give me courage. He wants to give me consolation, right? He wants to give me wisdom. He wants to help me be strong when I'm weak. And Jesus is saying, he's going to teach you everything that Jesus taught. So one of the things I do, take a prayer time and I take up the Bible in the morning and I will, you know, some mornings I'll just like read a passage. Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, help this come alive. And I just wait. And I place myself in this situation as if Jesus is speaking to me or Paul or whoever it is. And say, Holy Spirit, what does this mean? It's the Holy Spirit's job to reveal to us and open up to us the mystery of who God is and who we are in relationship to God. we can't understand ourselves, friends, despite the boastful confidence of the world that it's got all the answers about what it is to be human, and it doesn't have the answers. It's making it up as it goes along. And whatever answers, the best the world can give will never satisfy you, because this is what you were made for. To be in union with God, to know the depth of God, to know yourself in light of God, so you can see the depth of your own beauty, your own goodness, God's favor, God's pleasure toward you, His mercy and kindness, all of that. That's what your heart really does long for. But we can't live 100% in the world in the sense of just living on the world's track, the world's priorities, the world's values, on a treadmill, can't miss out, gotta have it, and filling our life and our time with all the stuff this world constantly serves up. And it takes away quiet, it takes away simplicity, it takes away humility, and it's difficult for us to receive what God wants to give us. So there's a decision. You know, one of the things people say is, how is this time going to make us different? Are we going to live differently? And everybody always thinks about it almost immediately on an economic level, and sometimes on a pace level, which is good. All those things are good and helpful. But the real question is, how am I going to live in my relationship with God that's going to be different? Am I going to slide back into a Christian minimalism? You know, giving God the minimum, making sure I have a foot in the kingdom, but my heart and my energies, my focus are most of the time someplace else. Am I going to really finally bring to Him the things that I'm enslaved to, the idols that are really at the center of my life? You know, things that I've put before Him, even though He says to us, you know, I'm the Lord your God. Don't have any strange gods before me. He's not saying that because He's insecure. He's saying that because you were made for Him. And everything other than Him that we completely set our hearts on will become an idol, and it will never satisfy us. In fact, it'll harm us, and He knows that, which is why He says it. You know, I've read these days how hard it's been for people that, you know, the increase of pot smoking and drinking alcohol and pornography. Apparently pornography is going off the charts. And friends, we have to ask ourselves the question, what's going on? Why am I a slave to these things? These things are idols in my life. I'm putting my trust in them because I can't handle my life apart from them. I need to medicate. I need to pursue oblivion. I need to escape. I need to have this feelings inside. Men, even women, you know, they're majority of, you know, there's more men than women apparently who are enslaved to pornography. It has power. And a great question to ask is, what am I looking for? Do I know who I am? Do I understand who I am? Why do I keep, is it just a symbol, I'm just looking for pleasure? Okay. Because you want to escape something. What are you escaping? Why doesn't your life have enough pleasure? I mean, you know, the King David says in Psalm 16, in His right hand are pleasures forevermore. The superior pleasures of God is really what you're after. But you're settling for something less. And it's destroying you. It's enslaving you. It's alienating you more and more from God. The Holy Spirit can help you repent, turn to God, to say, "What? Help me, Holy Spirit, understand. What's in my heart? Who am I? Why am I a slave to these things?" Nobody feels great after once again picking up the bottle, getting drunk to find oblivion, or smoking dope, or whatever it is we're on, or watching pornography for 3 hours. And then at the end of the day, oh man, I feel great. I just feel great about myself. I totally feel at peace. I feel joy. I feel a sense of wholeness. No, it never leaves you there. The devil always puts these things out in front of us. Here, this will help you. You deserve this. And because of our inordinate self-love and our pride, our ego, our fear, our anxiety, the fact that we're slaves to our flesh, we don't know the Lord, we do these things, and then what happens? We wake up the next day feeling condemned, hating ourselves, filled with self-loathing, and the sick cycle of slavery ends up dominating us. And then what it does is the enemy goes, ah, ha, ha. Yeah, what about God? I know what God thinks about you. You're a loser. You're a total disappointment to him. You know, he's angry at you. He's fed up with you. He's disgusted with you. I mean, that's really what he wants to do. And if you're in these things, you know what I'm talking about. And Jesus is standing there and he's saying, I don't condemn you. I want to help you get out of this stuff because it's killing you. I love you. And I want you to come to know me in a way that will free you and purify you. You want to be pure. You're a human being. You want to be pure. You want to be holy even. You want to be at peace. You want to be a source of good. You want to help people. You want to bless people. That's in the depth of your heart. You want to know God's love for you. That's in the depth of your heart. That's what's there. You have to stop believing the lies. You have to stop feeding your flesh. And as Scripture says, as Paul tells us, following the teaching of Jesus, Jesus said, I'm going to bring you the Holy Spirit who's going to bring you peace. I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I'm going to give to you peace the world doesn't understand. So don't let your hearts be troubled, says right here. And don't be afraid. Right now, brothers and sisters, how many of us, fearing loss of too much money, fearing loss of job, you know, being concerned about dying, being concerned about sickness, the shaking that's going on, how much of us, how often are our hearts troubled? How much are they filled with fear? Listen to Jesus. Bring it to him now. Find a quiet place. Sit down. Put your hand on your heart. And start talking to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm scared. Jesus, I'm afraid. Jesus, I'm angry. I'm confused. Jesus, my life's out of control. Jesus, I don't have any peace in my heart. Jesus, I'm a phony. I'm a hypocrite. Help me. Jesus, I don't even know you. I don't know this love. I don't know it. I do want it. But I feel like a slave. I just feel like I can't trust myself. Talk to him. And then wait for him. Say, come, Holy Spirit. Please counsel me. Help me. Empower me. Transform me. I give my life to you. I give everything to you. And just keep doing that every day, friend. And determine to follow him wherever he leads. And I guarantee you, he's going to lead you to the freedom and the promises that you've heard all week long. They're for you and they're forever for the praise of his glory. Friends, let's walk in him, let's believe him, and let's help each other say yes to him. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.